Track 14. This month's Eye on the County looks at how we measure the value of life. David Hook, CPRE Norfolk Light Pollution Campaign Coordinator, says projects need to value biodiversity as much as economic gain.
You will have heard of the term biodiversity, a phrase coined to describe the enormous variety of life on Earth. This can be applied more specifically on a local and regional basis to record the flora and fauna in a specific area. This allows us to measure the abundance and variety of life and health of any given area. Measuring biodiversity plays a critical role in protecting the environment, from examining the health of the planet to assessing the impacts of a project and then monitoring the success of remedial measures in recovering damage caused to the natural environment. Biodiversity has an essential role to play. Using this measurement of life to help plan developments with an awareness of their impact on the environment makes it a very powerful tool, as set out in the government's 25-year environment plan to improve England's environment and become the first generation to leave the natural environment in a better state than we found it, has declared its long-term commitment to protecting and restoring threatened wildlife and habitats. This commitment has found its way into the proposals of many projects, with organisations and individuals promising not only to repair damage caused by development, but end up with more than we started with, heralding the term biodiversity net gain. Let's take the construction of a new transport route through undeveloped countryside. The route may cut through an ancient woodland, disturb the habitat of a protected species, or change the nature of the adjoining land. The net gain focus is often on planting trees to replace those lost and on relocating protected species. However, in order to reap the benefits of this approach, a number of variables must be considered. Hundreds of years would have to pass in order to see the return of lost ancient woodlands. Trees take up to 25 years to reach maturity in terms of their ability to capture carbon. Even if it was possible to recreate the lost habitat and persuade protected species to move, much flora and fauna would inevitably be lost in the process, especially as the land area available will be reduced by the construction project. Biodiversity net gain quickly becomes contradictory, despite looking good in the prospectus. There are circumstances where it is possible to increase biodiversity, such as rewilding, a term used to describe allowing land to return to its natural state. Projects currently underway include areas of previously agricultural land that are now home to wildflower meadows and grazing deer, water management being delegated to beavers and trees no longer suffering the stress of having roots trampled or being poisoned by chemical fertilizers. Where these schemes are now underway, the first evident change is an explosion of insect life, the vanguard of the recovery of threatened bird species, and underground networks of mycelium. We need to find a balanced approach that values biodiversity at least as highly as economic gain. On a local level, this, for example, involves adopting approaches that reward agricultural enterprise to grow food naturally and return more land to a wild state. Coupled with regional and global transitions in finite energy use and a rapid reduction of other forms of pollution, we will begin to give our most valuable asset, the environment, a chance to aid in the process of combating the existential threat of climate change.